Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, February 28th. You'll be interested to know. Pancakes, also known as Johnny cakes or hot cakes, date back over 30,000 years, possibly being the oldest breakfast food. The term pancake appeared in the 15th century, though ancient Greeks and Romans enjoyed a similar treat. Celebrate National Pancake Day at IHOP with free pancakes, supporting local charities. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 29 degrees with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high around 44 and a pleasant west wind blowing at 7 to 16. Tonight, expect a chance of snow and rain after 8 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies, a low of 32, and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 11:15 with a low tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 36 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a partly sunny Saturday with a chance of rain and snow and a high near 53. Saturday night brings mostly cloudy skies and a low around 22. Sunday and Monday will be sunny with highs near 31 and 32. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the teens and 20s. Tuesday turns mostly sunny with a high near 45, then a chance of rain at night with lows around 36. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in the 1936 Boston Marathon, Allison Tarzan Brown surged ahead, leading by half a mile at 17 miles in. Dressed in white shorts and a singlet, he captured the crowd's attention despite the defending champion, Johnny Kelly, closing in on him. The race was thrilling, with spectators betting on the outcome, even hoping for dramatic collapses. Kelly ultimately finished fifth, while Tarzan triumphed, etching his name into history. Following his passing in 1975, Tarzan's legacy is being honored, with efforts to erect memorials celebrating his contributions to the sport and his Native American heritage. Now on to sports. The 2025 NFL Scouting Combine is set to spotlight several prospects aiming to elevate their draft stock through impressive performances. Among the top names, quarterback Jalen Milroe from Alabama is generating buzz for his athleticism and deep ball range. Running back Caleb Johnson from Iowa showcases remarkable vision and strength. Wide receiver Jalen Royals from Utah State is known for his big play ability, while tight end Harold Fannin Jr. from Bowling Green is excelling as a pass-catching threat. Other notable prospects include offensive lineman Gray Zabel, edge rusher Donovan Ezeriaku, and defensive tackle Darius Alexander. In local sports, last night, the New York Islanders edged the Bruins 2-1 at the Garden. Alexander Romanov and Kyle Palmieri scored for the Islanders, while David Pastrnak netted Boston's lone goal. The Bruins now stand at 27, 25, and 8 for the season. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins take on the Penguins in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Cavaliers, with a 48-10 record, clash with the Celtics at TD Garden. Donovan Mitchell leads Cleveland, averaging 24 points per game. The Celtics, with a 42-17 record, are led by Jason Tatum, who averages 27.8 points. With the series Boston leads 2-1, both teams aim for dominance in this crucial matchup. In top news, in a significant move, officials from the Trump administration are seeking to drop a lawsuit filed by a government watchdog against Capital One. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau accused the bank of misleading customers about interest rates on savings accounts. A notice was filed in federal court in Virginia to dismiss the case, as well as other actions related to real estate company Rocket Homes and a student loan servicer. The future of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau remains uncertain after recent layoffs and office closures. Meanwhile, President Trump's nominee to lead the agency pledged to uphold consumer protection laws. In business news, State Farm General, California's largest home insurer, estimates it will pay $7.6 billion to survivors of the Los Angeles wildfires, marking the highest loss estimate among insurers. The company has already disbursed $1.8 billion to policyholders. State Farm anticipates total costs of $7.9 billion, which includes payments and administrative expenses. Insurers collectively have paid $6.9 billion in wildfire claims. The firm is seeking emergency rate hikes of 22% for homeowners and 38% for rentals to safeguard its finances, despite consumer opposition. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 12% for the week to just over $84,000. Ethereum is down 18% to just under $2,300. And Goatsys Maximus is down 15% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has announced plans to address a bug in its text-to-speech transcription software that mistakenly replaces the word racist with Trump. This issue has been noted by users online, where words like rampant and rampage also trigger the error. An Apple spokeswoman confirmed the company is rolling out a fix. Apple is currently working on enhancing its artificial intelligence features, but has faced challenges, including previously disabling a news summarization tool due to inaccuracies. And in entertainment news, Stephen Rails, the world's richest independent film financier, is a name that often goes unrecognized. With a net worth of $11 billion, he is the driving force behind two Oscar-nominated films this year, Conclave and Flow. Rails has been a vital supporter of director Wes Anderson for over two decades, contributing to many successful projects. Recently, he acquired the Criterion Collection, a prestigious art house distributor. Known for his low profile, Rails avoids the spotlight, yet his influence in the film industry is profound, leaving filmmakers intrigued about his true intentions and future plans. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American rapper Kendrick Lamar. And he said, "My mom's always told me, how long you gonna play the victim? I can say, I'm mad and I hate everything, but nothing really changes until I change myself." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.